tern, a piece of limestone with a drawing of a reindeer, 1300 to 1200 BC. At first glance, no more than an ochre flake, a skimming stone that might have been picked, fitting so well as it would into the sea of thumb and forefinger, to be launched, a stuttering ellipsis, into the heart of the river. But look what we'd lose if it had. This reindeer, alive in the lines of its haunch, neck, and hoof, scratch shaded above the suggestion of a sheath, its motionless movement etched by burin struck from flint. You might have walked past it, most did, but not you. You caught it here in the forest, in this stone. You saw the truth in the turn of its head, which seems to look back out of this case into the galleries of Egypt and Rome, and then further still into the rooms of portraits and sculpture, and on again through the walls altogether, only to taper in the city's outer streets, at a bedsit where a student leans over her desk to draw an arrow across her screen and make a mark in light. All this it seems to say in the turn of its head, all this which lies behind me, all that which I'm moving towards, all this is my herd, my legacy.